Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Chav Zayin, and Shabbos Chav Zayin, we talk about different halachas of begadim in different contexts of halacha. So we talk about the Gemara brings up kelayim, the Gemara brings up negayim, and the Gemara brings up tzitzis on Chav Zayin Amabez. The Gemara says to include tzitzis, all begadim. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Tzitzis behed yiksev. It says tzitzis beferish. Lo silba shan is semer ufishtim v'ksev g'tilim tasalach. So it already says it beferish. The Gemara said, no, I might have thought Tzemer and Pishtim are different than other minim. Tzemer and Pishtim, strings of Tzemer and Pishtim, exempt and work for any type of begadim, but Shar minim only do for their min. Right? So that's, the Gemara says, I might have thought that. Kamash Malan, relating to various details of tzitzis. Okay, I don't want to get bogged down specifically in that halacha right now, but a little bit later the Gemara brings up Ureisim Oso, right? The famous two words that apply by tzitzis, you shall see them and you'll remember all the mitzvahs of Hashem. That's why this is one of the tzitzis is one of the mitzvahs that are shakul connected kol Torah kula. As Rashi quotes on tzitzis, right? The gematria 600 and eight strings and a couple of knots make it 613. But we learn a lot from the words Ureisim Oso. So today's shiur will be four halachos that we learn out from Ureisim Oso, or related to Ureisim Oso by tzitzis. So two of them are quoted in our Gemara. The Gemara quotes, Ureisim Oso has the possibility of excluding one of two ideas. Number one, Ksus Sumo. Does a Suma, a blind man, is he chayev in tzitzis? If there's a specific beged of a blind man, he can't see. So what does he fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis? Does he have a chiyuv? Does his begadim have a chiyuv? What about a Reisim Oso? Right? It's a general, separate shia that we're not having right now. What about a Suma regarding all the mitzvahs that have to do with Re'iyah? What about Kiddush Levana? And what about is Bori Mori Ha'esh? What about, Pokeach Ivrim in the morning? So there's a separate shashir, not for now. But either way, the Gemara says that we include Ksus Suma for tzitzis. That is number one. That is what the Shulchan Aruch says in Simid Yud Zayin, when the Shulchan Aruch talks about the chiyuv of tzitzis for different types of people. Who's chayiv in tzitzis? The Shulchan Aruch says, Avagad dechsibu v'risim oso, suma chayiv in tzitzis. That's the first halach of Simen Yud Zayin. Bebreishin is rabba me'asher dechaseba. As our Gemara says, it's included from that phrase. Ukra d'risim oso, itzrech lamait, ksus laila. That's the second halacha that we're going to focus on. But again, the first halacha is a suma, a blind man is chayiv in a tzitzis. Number two is what the Shulchan Aruch said, ksus laila. The Gemara includes ksus suma and excludes ksus laila. So what does ksus laila mean? There is a major machlokes Rishonim. If you look in Rashi here, and Rashi Tudafago on Daf Chafayim Abayis, Rashi in both places says, Ksus Laila means the chefs, Ksus HaMiyuchad Laila, pajamas. If somebody has begadim that are miyuchad for Laila, they are putter from tzitzis. Period. Rashi says here, Ksus Laila, Ksus HaMiyuchad Lolelos to Lo Nechayev. Right, that's what Rashi says here, and Rashi says it also two daf ago. Shema yehelo ksus miyucha lolelos viata bo tzitzis. What's the gzera over there? You might come to wear a pajamas with tzitzis on it, and there's no mitzvah. Because Rashi says ksus laila is ksus hamiyucha lolaila is pater. So again, every shita we're going to see has a chumre and a kula. Right? Ksus miyucha lolaila means there is a kula. And that is, whenever one wears pajamas, aksusam yuchal alayla, you're going to be patur from tzitzis, even during the day, but there's going to be a chumra also, as we'll see, that if somebody wears ksus yom balayla, one is going to be chayiv in tzitzis. Right? Rashi says it's going on the chet. So that's Rashi. The Rush quotes that. Tosfos in Kiddushin, Daf Lama Dalet also quotes that. But if you look in the Gaonim, the Ritva here quotes the Gaonim, and the Kesev Misha thinks it's the sheet of the Rambam. No, ksus laila does not mean the chefs. It has to talk about what you're wearing. Says the, let's read the Ritva. The Ritva says, Pirish Rashi Zal, V'chein Betosfos, this is Tosfos in Menachas Daf Mem, and Kedushin Daf Lama Dalet, ksus hamiyucha lelelos, v'ksus laila lo machaya betzitzis. Pajamas, begadim that are miyuchad for nighttime is not chayiv in tzitzis. Upshuto shalashon mochiach kapiruseh. That's what it sounds like from the words of ksus laila. Ksus laila sounds like a beged that's miyuchad for laila. V'nira mikan, the ksus miyuchad for laila p'turim, and it's tzitzis v'afilu b'yom. Avo ksus yom chayiv in tzitzis v'afilu b'laila. V'chein mefersh b'Yerushalmi parakama dekidushin, he quotes the Yerushalmi. V'lachein kasvu miksas raboseinu b'ali atosfus. That's why Tosfos paskins, the ksus miyuchad liyom. If you have a ksus miyuchad for a day. You have a daytime shirt, and if you wear it at night, mavarech alav, you make a bracha. You make a bracha on that tzitzis, even if it's midnight, because it's ksus miyuchad leyom. V'cheihein, Rav Yaakov michinon, al rivazal, kikshayamashkim lo motar, kodem ramod ha-shachar, when he used to get up in the middle of the night to learn Torah before davening, it was still the middle of the night, hayim avarech al taliso, meyahud Yerushalmi, used to make the bracha. Avolo nira kein das ha-gaonim zal, but the gaonim don't say that. Right? This is another example. The Rambam often paskins like gaonim against other rishonim. Ein gira gadas gaonim. Do elok sus yom pater balayla. De layla lavs man tzitzis klal. No, it's a din of yom and layla. Ksus layla means whatever I wear at night. Whatever I wear at night, I'm going to be pater from tzitzis. So again, that's a kula and a chumra. On the one hand, whatever I wear at night, I'm not going to be pater. But if I wear ksus layla, I wear pajamas by yom, so then I would be chayif in tzitzis. Dilo heichi chashiv, because if you don't say this, if you say it's on the beged, says the Ritva, heichi chashiv tzitzis mitzvahs asei shazman groma. How could you say that tzitzis is asman groma? Even the ksus yom chayif, v'yavagad the ksus layla pater. Right, since ksus yom is chayiv, even the ksus layla is pater. Mikom makom, even the ksus miyuchal o layla hu de pater. Heichi pater achem, mishum ksus layla v'yamai. So the Ritva quotes the other day, v'rabbeinu shimshon hay mesupik bedavar. He was mesubik v'lo haya lovish b'layla talis ha-mesuyenishim savik bracha. He wouldn't wear it because of his savik bracha. If you look at the Rambam doesn't say it beferish, but the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah, seems to say that the Rambam holds like these gaonim as well. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Tzitzis, Paragimel, Halacha Zayin, the Rambam's lashon is, ksus shel pishtonein matilin batcheles, this is the Gemara that we have back on Daf Chafei, ela osa alavin bilvat, ksus of pishton, if I wear a beged of flax, I should not put tcheles on it. But make it white. Shalchute pishtan. Lo mibnei shatzis is nitches abnei hashatnis. El gzeir midivrayim, gzeir derabanan. Shema yiskasaba balayla she'ena zman chiyiv tzitzis. What does he say? I might come to put it on at night, which is not the time for tzitzis. V'nimsa over alosa say be'eit she'en shom mitzvah zasei. Shachovat tzitzis b'yom v'lo balayla. So the Kesef Mishnah says, he's going to say beferish, like the sheet of the Gaonim against Rashi, v'nir midivar rabbeinu shafilu b'ksus ha-miyuchal ha-yom, yesh bo mishum kilayim, im lov shabalayla, shari kasav gzeira shema yiskasa b'alayla, mashma, da ksus yom koi, shem lo kin avla l'meimar gzeira mishum ksus layla, kalishna digamars. This is a machlokas we show him how do you define ksus layla. What do we paskin? So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch says, in Simin Yurches, the Zman for Tzitzis. The Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions. Not so common. Laila lav Zman Tzitzisu. The imit me urisam oso. Laha Rambam kol mashalovish b'alayla pater afil hum yuchal layom. Umashalovish b'yom chayv afil hum yuchal layla. Ula harosh ksusam yuchal layla pater afil lov shabayom. But the Shulchan Aruch quotes both shitas by name. The Rambam goes by the wearer. The Rosh goes by the beged. Ksus has miuchad for layla, pater afil lov shabayom. Uksus has miuchad layom, o layom valayla, he adds in, even if it's miuchad for both, chayav afil lov shabalayla. Rama, the savi brachas lahakel. Because the Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions, we paskin savi brachas lahakel, al kain ein levari chalav, ela kishalovesh bayom. Therefore, only if you have both litivusa, if I said beged hamiyuchad layom and I wear it bayom, I'm going to make a bracha. Again, wearing tzitzis at night could be a kiyum, according to some, but you're not going to make a bracha on it. So a brachos lahakel, therefore we would not make a bracha unless you have both. V'yachar tefilas arvis, avu yishadayin yomu ein levarech alav. If you daven ma'ariv early, you still, if you put on a new pair of tzitzis, you should not make a bracha. V'yachar yisatei v'od yom. Yeah, and then he talks about Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, we put on the talis before it becomes nighttime. The Mishnah Berurah does quote, again, once we're still on Ksus, this number two halacha. Remember, number one was Suma, number two is Ksus Laila. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, Bikomako, Mutter, Lates, Lor, Shizah, Rabin, Belal, Shabbos, Metalis, Ima Tzitzis. What happens if there's a place without an Erev? I'm still allowed to wear Tzitzis outside at night. What do you mean? Even though, according to some Shitas, there's no mitzvah at night, Velo, Havi, Masui. Because that's not called a Masa, that's not called carrying, that's called wearing. Shehem, Noi, Habeged, Vetach, Shiteha. It's Noi, Habeged, Vetach, Shiteha. Good. That's the Mishnah Berurah adds that. The Meiri, fascinatingly here, says maybe this machlokas, Rambam and Rashi and Tosfos, is connected to a machlokas, Tanoim, in Meseches Menachos. The Gemara Menachos, Daf Aleph, quotes whether tzitzis is a chovatz gavra or a chovatz mana. Whether tzitzis is a chiv on the person or a chiv on the object. Meaning, there is a deya in Tanoim that if I have a four-cornered garment in my drawer, I have a chiv to put tzitzis on it. Chovas mana. It's a chova of the beged itself, not a chovas gavra. That's a machlokas tanoim. Says the Meiri, that's the root machlokas between the Rambam and Rashi. The Rambam, it's chovas gavra. That's why it goes on when you wear it. Yom or Laila. Yom is going to be chayiv, and nighttime is going to be pater. But according to Rashi and Tosfos, in a few places, no, it goes by the beged. Is it defined as a ksus yom or ksus Laila? Because they always a chovas mana. That's what he says. The Rama, the Meiri says right here on our daf. I'm sorry, he says this on daf chafei. Zeshak kasavde ksus Laila. Kasvu gedoli aposkim v'ha machabrim. Who's gedoli machabrim for the Meiri? The Rambam. Umepnei shein poskim betzitzas chovas gavrahu. The nimsa. Shemiesham kilayim harayim kilayim shaloba makam mitzvah. And therefore, that's his root. We come makam gedoli at sarfatim. Right, that's Rashi. Kasav ksus Laila ksus miyucha la Laila. Why? Umepnei shein poskim chovas manahu. Vein laviu af balayla ela betzitzas. Good. There is a chumrah that some poskim have because of this. We generally don't assume like this chumrah. But there are some poskim that say that maybe the Piskei Tshuvos quotes this in Simen Yud Ches about tying tzitzis on the beged. So there is no limitation in any rishon about when you can tie the tzitzis on the beged. Is there any problem of tying the tzitzis at night? Making tzitzis at night? Pashto, you don't make a bracha, you're not doing the mitzvah. So there are those that say, oh, maybe according to the Rambam, that the mitzvah is only by day, not by night. So there is a psul that we know of called ta'aseh v'lo masui when it comes to tzitzis, when it comes to sukkah. So maybe if I tie the tzitzis at night, so then there's no mitzvah yet. There's no chefza shel mitzvah yet. Once it becomes daytime, oh, now it becomes the mitzvah. That's a problem of tasav lomanasi. Just like, let's say, if a corner of the beged is cut off, and then I just sew it back on without undoing the tzitzis, that's a problem of tasav lomanasi. Because I create the situation, and memela, the mitzvah is done. No, you have to do the mitzvah. But we don't assume that way. The Piskei Tshuvos quotes that Rov Achronim assume that that's not tasav lomanasi. Tzitzis is tzitzis. Even though he quotes that some are machmir, mikom makom minag olam lahakel bazeh af lachadchila, the minag olam is to be makel ve'ein nimnoyim milahatel tzitzis balayla v'hamachmir yachmir la'atzmi. Quotes in the footnotes the Minchas Yitzchak and the Be'er Moshe and the Chafetz Chaim and many others, the Chazon Ish, the Rav Shlomo Zalman, you know, big guns that there is no problem of putting tzitzis on at night. But that is all number two. So we have the halacha of Suma, which is included, Uri'isa Moso. We have the halacha of Ksus Laila, which is excluded. Then we have, what about the literal Uri'isa Moso? There is a fascinating smack. It's always good to look in the smack when we want to find certain mitzvos that are not counted by many of the other Monia mitzvos. Like the smack quotes the mitzvah of accepting tochacha, the smack quotes the mitzvah of not being a balgaiva. There are many unusual mitzvos that the smack quotes. But here's another one, the mitzvah chavches, mitzvah tama 28, a separate mitzvah to look at your tzitzis, according to the smack. Lehistakel betzitzis, dichsiv ureisem oso. Va'asiyoso, afar bezer misalo, look, come on, simin laman alf. There's a separate mitzvah. The smack holds, into the smack has, making tzitzis. La'aso tzitzis, that's his lashon. Dichsiv va'asu lahem tzitzis. So he counts the asiya as a mitzvah, that's mitzvah lamed aleph. In between, he has mitzvah lamed, is v'los asurach v'elavach v'achrei neichem. But he counts three different mitzvos for tzitzis. Looking at your tzitzis, not looking at tzlamim, okay, that's not tzitzis, v'los asurach v'elavach v'achrei neichem, and to make tzitzis, that's what he has. So again, we don't, most monia mitzvahs don't count it as a separate mitzvah, but the Sma quotes it, the Mordechai in Sukkah, in Tavshin Samach Gimel, quotes, right, the Brisa there talks about the age for chinuch, for each mitzvah. The Brisa says there that when a child is old enough to fulfill the mitzvah, so that's when there's a mitzvah of chinuch by those. So what's the age? So says the Brisa, Mem Beis Amad Aleph, Tanar Abanan, Katan HaYudel HaNanea Chayef, a katan that knows how to shit chayef lulav. If he knows how to do the nanuim, which sounds like there's importance for the nanuim, then he's chayef and lulav. Lehis atef, chayef and tzitzis. Once he knows how to put tzitzis on, then he's chayef and tzitzis. Lishmar tfilin, aviv lokayach lo tfilin. Yodeh ladaver, aviv lomdo tarav akriyashma, v'chulu, and he continues. So on that brisa, the Mordechai quotes that the gil of chinuch is when he could hold it and look at his tzitzis b'shas kriyashma. That's what he quotes. And the Ramah quotes as Mordechai. the Ramah in Siman Yud Zayin. So again, he doesn't count it as a separate mitzvah, but the Ramah quotes, Katan Adiel Lisatef, quoting the Brisa, Aviv Sarach Lika Lotzitzes Lachancho. So right when he knows how to put it on. The Ramah adds, Vidafka, not just put it on, Vidafka Kishiodea La'atof, Shnei Tzitzios Lafano Vishnaim La'acharav. When he knows to put two in front, two in back, V'yodea Le'echos Atzitzes B'yado B'shas Kriyashma. Mordechai Sof Peraglula Bagazel. And he knows how to hold the tzitzis. What is that from? That's from a Reisimoso, to hold on to the tzitzis. So it sounds like it's at least the Mordechai, but it even sounds like the smock a little bit. It doesn't say the word Re'iyah, but to focus on it. If you look in the Rivash in Chelek Beis, Simin Tuf Pei Vav, was asked by a questioner, O Cha'alta, ki nahagta listakel badala tzitzis b'shas kriyashma. You have a minog to look at your tzitzis during kriyashma, which many have, k'shata magil reisim oso, b'b'dei sh'reisa kein l'rav Rabbeinu Yonah b'sefer ayira. You saw Rabbeinu Yonah quotes it. U'b'sein b'sefer amude gole, quotes the smak. Mordem mitzvah latzvah l'saka b'tzitzis. V'yamart, and you, the questioner, says, ki ish logim alecha bazeh. Some people make fun of you. They say, what are you doing? Reisim oso. V'nismachim ma'shematu b'tshuvas natroi, and they quote a tshuva of the Gaonim. What, you're saying every time you talk about a verb, you have to look at it? When you say kshartem, should touch the tefillin? When you say you should go walk to the door? So says this is how they made fun of him. So says the Rivash, be strong in your minhag. Tshuva. I agree that you don't have to go as far as the smock. That's a separate mitzvah. Ki ein zeh nesinas tam lemitzvah zu, because ureisim also is just part of the tam behind the mitzvah and the goal of the mitzvah, but it's not a definition of the mitzvah. The reason for the mitzvah should not be counted separately. The sharmonia mitzvah is lo manua mitzvah la'atzma. It's not a separate mitzvah. Aval, says the Rivash, kivan shaha re'iyah hi tachlis rishon la'mitzvah zu. But because re'iyah is what you're supposed to do, k'dei sheyovel la'tachlis ha'achron, she kiyam ha'mitzvos, the tachlis rishon is to look at the tzitzis, the tachlis achron is to do the mitzvos, tov v'ra'uy. It's ra'ui to look at the tzitzis when you make a bracha. V'chein ani noheg, says the Rivash, Talmud of the Ran. This is what I do. I look at the tzitzis when I put them on. And you look at it during kriyashma. Al taniach minhagcha. Don't stop your minhag. Ki minhag yafehu v'chibuv mitzvahu. It's a chibuv mitzvah. V'chein ha'inoeg moriach chasid harav Rabbeinu Peretz. They asked you about tefillin. Fine, do that too, and that's also the minhag of Klal Yisrael. We touch our tefillin when we say Ukshatam Lo Seyadecha. They ask you about mezuzah. It's not a kasha. It's not mezuman biyatcha. Tzitzis and tefillin are there. Umashikshu yasakein b'mezuzah eino inyan. Shem amru b'meshu lavishu mezuman lefanav. Lo amru mashu kavua b'kosel v'eino lefanav. Number one, it's a minhag, so they only have a minhag of what's in front of you. You don't have to go and walk. Va'od, and also by tzitzis. Hisker akasiv re'iyah k'dei shi'avali yisachira. Tfilin mishmush is k'dei zaris. By mezuzah, al mezuzah eino kim, uchesavtam. You're not writing the mezuzah right now. V'lachein achoz b'minhadcha al teref al halogim alecha bazeh lo yafei mosim. Those who make fun of you, they're the ones that should be quiet. That's an important shuva of the Rivash about looking at one's tzitzis and focusing on one's tfilin. And the answer the answer for the mezuzah. I saw in the Masifta they quote a agadic thought, again another minog, which is not so common, I don't think. They quote another minog from the lechem. Where is it? From the lechem asher. They quote that there is a minog of looking at one's tzitzis by Kiddush Levana. Kiddush Levana, not sure where that's not quoted by so many, but there's the custom. Why is that? Because tzitzis, the reason that there's no tzitzis balayla is because ureisim also, and you can't see it at night, but in the future, when Mashiach comes, the moon is going to get as big as the sun again. That's what we daven for in the Kiddush Levana. Sherak achshav adayin lo nitkam pekam alavana. Vayarechu b'miyuto v'eno meiras cheshkos alayla. Vashakaniz keshir alavana kar shivas mei precious. Then there's going to be a chiv of tzitzis even at night. because it's going to be a re'isim or so. Lachin k'dil l'chazik tikvaseinu, asher al zeh anu mabakshim Hashem beis kiddush alavana, that the aravana k'shvila rachama. So we look at the tzitzis to remind ourselves of that idea. So we have 3 points so far. We have suma, we have ksus laila, machlokas Rashi Rambam, we have re'iya mamish, as we just mentioned, and finally the fourth halacha dimension is the halacha that many are familiar with, of Misha Yakir. Rabbeinu Yonah quotes in Maseches Brachos that there are two mitzvos that lechadchila should only be done after Misha Yakir. What's Misha Yakir? We know dawn is Amor HaShachar, and then later on is Netzach Hama. In between is Misha Yakir, when you could see between Tchilas and Lavan, Ben Tchilas Lakarsi. Rabbeinu Yonah says the two mitzvos that go by Misha Yakir are tzitzis and tefillin. Why? Tzitzis ureisam oso. Tfilin, kishem Hashem nikra alecha v'yor mimecha elu tfilin shabarosh, the Gemara says in Brachas and elsewhere. So that is why they go by Misha Yakir, again, because of Re'isim Oso, a fourth halacha related. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this, but it seems that it is lechat, for sure lechat chila, but there might be some flexibility. Me'em asay mevarach al tzitzis b'shachar, simen yudches sif gimel, Misha Yakir, ben tchilas shabal alav and shabal. The Shulchan Aruch just quotes that, Misha Yakir. Ve'im levasho me'alus ha-shachar ve'elach, says the Ramah, if you put it on after Amor HaShachar, yesh omrim demevarach alav. V'chein noagin. Some say you can make a bracha on it then. V'chein noagin, says the Ramah, the Vilna Gaon, passes like the Shulchan Aruch. The Prima Gadim says that the Shas Atchak Mamish in Gorin Bo, I'll call upon him still, the Chadchila Bavadi Nachamol, the Hamtim, the Varach HaShiakim, and Chilas Lovan. Should wait at least a little bit, but that's the Machlok. The Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah also says, Mishiakah is really the time, and that's when we really should wait. Because again, after all, you can just make the bracha later on. If it's tzitzis, you make the bracha later on, after Mishiakah, while you're wearing the tzitzis. How to figure out Mishiakir is a not so clear either. Again, in the Piskei Tshuvos on page Kuv Dalid, they quote different deos, whether Mishiakir is kavua time or it is, just find it in the page Kuv Dalid, I think here in the Piskei Tshuvos, he quotes, is it a kavua time or not? Is it an hour after? Okay, I'm not going to read it right now, but either way, that's, again, we just look at the luach and find out where Mishiakir is right now. But again, this is a big discussion. Let me just see if I could find it in for a second. If not, I will leave it. And Mishiakir, he quotes here about the machlokas aposkim, how to figure it out. But either way, these are the four halachas learned out from a re'isim oso, ksus laila, suma, re'iya mamish, and Mishiakir. Okay, we will stop here.